every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know it's not pleasant going through the loom? But what it produces is something beautiful. Well, touch somebody and say, "You are something beautiful." Yeah. He said, "We are His workmanship, created in Christ unto good works." So my good works don't bring me to Christ, but since I am in Christ, I've been brought to Christ so I can demonstrate who He is. And the way I demonstrate who Jesus is to the world is through my works. I didn't get saved through works. But I let everybody know who Jesus is by what I do. So when I'm kind to somebody, when I give somebody some food, when I love on somebody, when I go out of my way for somebody, those are works, but they're the result of being connected to who Jesus is. That's not what makes me saved. It's the fruit of being saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, to say in the kingdom we're saved by grace and it really doesn't matter what I do is just ignorant. Because faith without works is, let's try it again. Faith without works is, Pastor, you call me ignorant. I didn't come out here to be insulted. No, you're going to be all right. I'm not calling you ignorant. I'm giving you truth tonight. Faith without works is dead. You are God's workmanship unto good works. Praise the Lord. Amen. God says that you know people's faith by their works. So I can always tell how strong your faith is by how much you're being produced in your life. Somebody sitting around all the time ain't really that much strong believer. I don't care how good you sing. I mean, it's easy to live day in and day out from the sidelines. It don't take nothing to be a spectator and be a critic. I mean, most critics are in the stands, not on the field. Most critics are armchair quarterbacks. Nah. Come on now, amen. Come on, it's easy to live our life from being a spectator. We got all kinds of movies and entertainment and sports and reality TV, and we just come home from our long day and we just check out and whatever we can check into, and we begin to live whatever we see in our entertainment world. Come on, huh? We call it virtual world. I mean, I can go home on my Xbox, I can plug in, put my headphones on, and I can go into Gears of War, and I can have battles with people all over the world, all over the globe, play online in some virtual world. I can make Rambo look like a tooth fairy with the way I use a knife in that world. Run and not get tired. I don't never need to eat. I don't never break out in a sweat. I can carry a 500-pound backpack and leap over a building in that world. I can jump on my Xbox One and play NBA, and I can slam dunk on LeBron and make him look like a child. I mean, that ain't happening in real life. But on Xbox One, I can be a mess. Somebody ought to help me. Come on, amen. In a virtual world, I can play 50 basketball games one day and not even have to take a drink of water. And run up and down the court wide open. I can live in the middle of a jungle for 2 weeks with no food. Kill lions with my bare hands. Swing from tree to tree. Come on, somebody. In a virtual world. How about reality television? Come on, huh? It's some of the most watched TV in the United States of America, reality TV. Because people like to live vicariously through other people's lives. Huh? Deadliest Catch. Then you're fighting in the living room over whose boat got the most crabs. Come on, I'm just being real. Come on now, amen. Come on. I mean, Deadliest Catch ain't bad, but then you got all kinds of stuff. Naked and Afraid. Who wants to watch that? Naked and Afraid. What kind of reality TV is that? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be naked. And I don't want to be afraid. I like my clothes. And I think everybody in this room appreciates them too. Praise the Lord. How about 3D movies? You put on glasses and you get right into the movie, and you got IMAX theaters and chairs that shake you and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you used to in 1977 when you went to watch Star Wars, the Force was kind of cool. You just saw it on a 2D screen. Now you go watch Star Wars and the Force is real. Got stuff flying by your head. And watching sports, don't get me started. You know? People get up on Sunday morning, open up a can of baked beans, throw them in the oven, get the hamburger grill together, get it all together, get out on the patio, get set up in this ritual for 4 hours for game day at 1 o'clock, paint their face the color of their favorite team, put on the jersey. Come on, get in the living room, pop open some beers. They got one team on one side of the house, one team on the other, and before it's all over, somebody done hit somebody in the eye because somebody dropped a ball on TV. Let me help you. The dude on the field don't even know your name. I call that religion athletica. More people worship at the altar of athletica every Sunday than show up at church. They ain't got no problem screaming, ain't got no problem jumping up and down, ain't got no problem painting their face, ain't got no problem getting ready for their game for 4 hours before they turn the game on the TV. And if they go to the game, they open up the tailgate and cook out for 3 hours. But come Sunday in church, here we come in church 30 minutes late. He's going to preach a whole hour, I know it. I know it. Woo! Can I just help you a little bit tonight? That football player on the field might not know your name. Come on, LeBron James running down the court might never know who you are. But there's a God in heaven that's the biggest hero of your life that knows your name. You are the apple of his eye. He knows what's going on in your life. He's interested in the affairs of your life. Your concerns are his concerns. And you own his mind every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The truth is you can do all that stuff from the comfort of your home, sitting in a Lazy Boy playing on your Xbox, and it requires no engagement. No engagement. Just veg out. Come on, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, the truth tonight. Can I give you the truth tonight? The truth is you are the followers of Jesus Christ. You are His and His alone. You are part of a kingdom that's greater than this life, greater than this world. Somebody shout, I'm a follower. You've been called to follow Him. And not live in a virtual world. Not live on the sidelines spectating as life goes by, hoping and wishing for something better, and always longing for something more, but never getting it. God has called you to be a follower of Christ, to be fulfilled by His Spirit, to reach your destiny. In order to do that, I mean, you got to get up and do something and follow Jesus. Touch somebody and say, get up. Follow Jesus. Do something. We've not been called to live our life by somebody else's experiences. We've been called to experience life for ourselves by following Jesus. We've been called to demonstrate the power of God on a generation that needs to know who God is. You know, when you accept the invitation to be a follower of Christ, you know what you do? You give up your options to be a spectator. If God could get frustrated, I think His frustration would be with people that decide they're going to follow Jesus but continue to be a spectator. They say, Lord, take me, use me, I'll do whatever you want. And then they sit there and don't do nothing. If God could be frustrated, I think that's what would frustrate Him. Thank God He's a merciful God and He still loves you no matter what. If I was God, you'd be in trouble. Let me give you the definition of a follower. One who subscribes to the teachings or the methods of another. An adherent, servant, subordinate, a fan, an enthusiast. I wonder if I got any followers in here tonight. At four? That's it? I got any followers? Come on, somebody shout. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, Jesus didn't just call you to take a tour of the Holy Land in Orlando. He didn't just call you to sing in the choir. He called you because there's an assignment of God that's on your life. Amen. He said, no. Take up your cross and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Come, whatever it is in your life that you think you have a right to, it's time to let it go and let me have your life because I've got plans for your life. And my plans far exceed whatever you could ever dream or imagine. I made a destiny for you. Amen. He said, I'll give you a life you never thought you could have. I'll take you places you never thought you could go. I'll give you dreams and desires you never even thought possible. And then you can watch them manifest in your life if you'll pick up your cross and you'll follow me and give me your life. Come on, amen. Listen to me, as long as you're in charge of your life, you will always be on a quest for fulfillment, but you will never be satisfied. As long as you are the master of your universe is a small place. If you are the center of your own world, then you live in a very tiny world. The day you wake up and realize the world don't revolve around you, that's the day of your breakthrough. The moment Jesus becomes the center of your world, you moved into a realm of possibilities that are bigger than the scope of your comprehension. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
So if you're going to get up and follow Jesus, let me just give you a few things. I want to get out of here. Number one, you have to recognize you are on assignment. Go ahead and write it down. You have to recognize your own assignment. If you're going to get up, follow Jesus, and do something, you have to recognize your own assignment. Do you realize tonight that when you were born, there's not another person on this planet that shares your fingerprint? You are a unique individual. Nobody shares your retina scan. Nobody shares your voice print. That means that there is nobody in this world better at being you than you. You're the only you we got. There ain't never going to be another you. You are the best you that we got. Listen, if God made you original, why would you spend your whole life trying to be a copy? Trying to emulate something else. Trying to emulate somebody else. You the best you you are. Just be you. Somebody say, I need to be me. So if that's true, the key to success in life is to find out what your assignment is. Ask yourself that in your head tonight. What is my assignment? If you're Joshua, you were called to be the servant of Moses. If you were Elisha, you were called to pour the water on the hand of Elijah. If you were Paul, you were called to write the biggest portion of the New Testament. If you were Peter, you let everything go to follow Jesus to start the church. God's got an assignment for you. You're not a mistake. I had about three people that believe that. I said, you're not a mistake. You are unique. You have a divine purpose from God. You have an assignment. And whatever you were born for, that's what God intended for you to do. The greatest tragedy in life is not a man or a woman who fail at something. The greatest tragedy in life is a man or a woman who spend their whole life and not know why they're here. They end up dead in the cemetery. Come on, amen. Never having any sense of assignment on their life. Never having any sense of destiny or any sense of purpose. Genesis chapter 2, watch this. God intended for man to be on assignment on this planet. God put Adam down here with an assignment on his life. God did not intend for you to come up and take up space on the earth and then die and take up space in the earth. That's not what you come here for, amen? He meant for you to be on assignment. Does everybody's assignment look like? Nope. My assignment don't look like your assignment. Your assignment don't look like somebody else's assignment. It's your assignment, amen? Is everybody's assignment visible and can be seen? No. But everybody has an assignment. Touch somebody and say, you got an assignment. So one of the greatest things you can know today is, what is your assignment? It's your purpose. Genesis 2:4 says this. This is the history of the heavens and the earth, when they were created in the day that the Lord God made earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth. Listen to this. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Do you know what he was saying? This is what he was saying. There was hidden potential in the earth. There were seeds in the ground. And they were laying dormant in the ground. The seeds had never broke forth. The seeds had never sprouted up because God had not sent the rain. And the reason why God had not sent the rain is because he had no man on the planet to take responsibility for the seed when it sprouted up. So Adam had an assignment, amen? I mean, many of us, we got potential on the inside of our life. God has destined us with great things on the inside of our life. And until you learn how to take responsibility for the potential on the inside of your life, God is not going to rain on it and have it come forth. That's why a lot of people never realize their potential. You know, it's one thing when you're 15 years old and somebody comes up to you and say, oh my God, you got all kinds of talent. You're great. You know, God's going to do big things with you. You got potential. You got 15 years old. Boy, you feel good. Yeah, potential. And then at 25 years old, somebody comes to you and says, boy, I really like you. You know, you're going to do great things in life. You got potential. And you go, oh, yeah, yeah. I've been told that before. I got potential. And then they come to you when you're 45 years old and they go, wow, you got potential. How many when they come to you at 70 and they say you got potential, you ought to just go sit in the corner and cry? Because you done lived your whole life and never realized your potential. You just lived your life and did nothing. Is this helping anybody? Come on, huh? There's potential on the inside of your life that God will not water until you say, God, I will take responsibility for that thing in my life. That's what God wants you to do, take responsibility for it. Verse 8 says this, then the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, And there he put the man who he had formed. How many realize God said, I'm going to create an environment that has the potential to take care of my creation in its entirety? Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't that cool? And they said, I'm going to put a man in the middle of it to steward all of it. See, you were created for purpose. You were created with an assignment on your life. That ought to be the biggest clue to you that you're not here just taking up space on the planet. There's more to you than you think there is to you. I'm going to try that again. There is more to you than you think is to you. Verse 15 says, then the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. You know what that means? That means God said, Adam, I'm not going to come down here and take care of this garden for you. That's why I put you there. You take care of the garden. You got to keep it. You got to cultivate it. You got to make sure it's taken care of. You got to make sure there ain't no weeds growing in your garden, Adam. I give you the garden for you to keep it. If there's weeds, get out there and pull them, Adam. Come on, somebody, amen. Not only do I want you to tend it, Adam, I want you to guard it. He said, tend it and guard it. That means protect it from anything that wants to overtake it. That means you got to protect the call of God on your life. Listen, you got an assignment on your life, but it's not up to God to come down from heaven and make you get up out of bed on time. God is not your alarm clock. Take your iPhone, set your alarm clock, and get up on time. It's your assignment. It's your responsibility. Go do your job and go to work every day. It's not God's responsibility to balance your checkbook. No. Everybody's like, oh, God, why did you forsake me? I can't make my car payment. Well, maybe you should have signed up for Financial Peace University and took a class. It's your responsibility. Come on, somebody ought to help me. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not God's responsibility to pass your exam. Don't go show up for college when it comes time to take a test and go, oh, dear Lord Jesus, please let me at least get a B- on this thing so I can finish. I mean, if you didn't study, you ain't getting a B-. That miracle ain't going to happen, Jack. We got to learn the skills for our assignment.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
He is risen, He is risen.